This is Fresh Air. Over the last 30 years, jazz pianist Fred Hirsch has recorded in solo, duo, quartet, quintet, and double trio settings, with big band and with orchestras. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the classic piano, bass, and drums trio format suits Hirsch best of all.
Fred Hirsch's trio on his tune Home Fries, recalling Keith Jarrett's early rock-influenced trio. Hirsch knows his trios. He's played with one great rhythm team after another, the latest being drummer Eric McPherson and bassist John Hebert, who's so good I wish he were just a little louder in the mix. They really sound like a band. Some jazz groups play complicated melodies and then improvise over a straight swing beat. When Hirsch and company start with a tricky rhythmic motif, they stick to it. Their version of the standard, You and the Night and the Music, revolves around a Cuban syncopation Eric McPherson slaps out, a beat they stay with and expand on when they improvise. Fred Hirsch pulls together jazz piano traditions that have little in common. On the one hand, he extends the harmonically refined romantic balladry associated with Bill Evans. For Hirsch's new trio album, Floating, he's written a few new ballads, a couple with circular melodies that keep going round and around. To my ears, the best of the slow ones is the album's solo piano feature, West Virginia Rose, which sounds like no one but Hirsch himself. He has a distinctive way of voicing chords to somehow sound both bright and melancholy. Hirsch also draws key inspiration from the revered iconoclast Thelonious Monk, another pianist who liked the tune and the solos to make a unified package. Fred Hirsch begins his improvisation on Monk's Let's Cool One, tightly focused on the melody. But even minutes later, when the pianist is really flying, he keeps calling back the tune's stammering rhythms and thick harmonies. As justly esteemed as Fred Hirsch's ballads are, I'm more drawn to his trio's playful side on their album Floating. Even within the focused arrangements, everyone has room to kick the tunes around. Playing lively games with rhythm has been improvised music's main concern from the beginning, after all. It's baked right into the jazz cake. The pretty ballads are just sweet icing. Thank you.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Wondering Sound and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Floating, the new album by the Fred Hirsch Trio on the Palmetto label.